Welcome back to another episode of My Personal Mentor. I am, guess what, Sherjan, your personal mentor. welcome back, team. Another beautiful day in Toronto that I'm recording this. I'm looking out the window. I'm enjoying the view. Summer's around the corner, or I guess summer is here. And I guess the topic I wanted to talk about today is I was on a couple of podcast interviews with some of the Storytime folks. And one of the questions I was asked is by Angad, who went to Berkeley and was the commencement speaker at Berkeley. He asked, like, how do you, you know, when you are in these corporate environments, when you are working with, you know, these amazing people who all come from great schools and everybody's competitive and has their own ego and whatnot, how do you be yourself, right? How do you be yourself without jeopardizing your career? Because people, you know, you can be a very different person on a personal level, but in a professional level, you may have to act a certain way, be a certain way, you know, your demeanor might have to change. So I thought it was a really good question. And I wanted to kind of talk about it a little bit from my own learning experiences and what I went through my own life at three different firms or three different types of cultures in two different firms, let's just say. So knowing what I know now, I wish if I had known this, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago when I was working in corporate, I think I would have done a lot better. And let me explain it to you what I mean by that. Like, I truly believe that as you get older and as you rise in your career, you know, you should start doing things that you love to do more and more. And being you and being yourself should be a priority because, you know, early on in our careers, we fake and, you know, we try to make it into companies because they are good brands and we think they're great opportunities because, you know, XYZ person is getting that job. And we feel like we also want it because we're going to enjoy it too. But more often than not, we realize when you join some of these companies is, you know, they're not, you know, what you hope for. And especially you yourself cannot be you in those companies because they require you to be a certain way. They require you to act a certain way. They require you to behave a certain way. They require you to speak a certain way. So you have to fit their mold. And early on in your career is okay because, you know, you're still learning, you're growing. It's kind of like boot camp. And, you know, if it's painful, it's fine. There's a price to the learning. But later on in your career, you should definitely find opportunities where you can be yourself. And the opportunities where you can be yourself, the more you can be like yourself, the more successful you will be in those situations. And the same goes with relationships, you know, with friends, with your partner. You know, if you are fake and if you're not true to yourself and not who you are, there's a high chance that those relationships will not survive. So, you know, stepping back a little bit, you know, I remember I've done, you know, three major, giving you examples from three different environments. So I worked at Morgan Stanley in Menlo Park as an analyst, investment banking. Then I worked at Google in their investment team in San Francisco. And then I worked at Morgan Stanley in investment banking in Hong Kong. So two firms, but three different regions, three very different cultures. And the one thing that's the same is, you know, I didn't change, right? I was me. I was Sherjan. But what I did or tried to do as much as I can was to, you know, mirror myself to as much as possible to the environment. Now, early on, I didn't. When I was young, I was an analyst. Anything that was on my mind, I would say it, right? No filter, just being, you know, super politically incorrect and just saying what's on my mind and not having, you know, any sort of, you know, pause and reflection on anything I would say. And, you know, that's a problem with a lot of young people because they're young, they're passionate, they have a lot of energy and excitement. And especially coming from good schools and stuff, there's an aspect of like, you know, if you're top of your game and now you're joining this new company, you know, you feel like you're still king of the hill, but the truth is no, you're at the bottom now. You know, you're starting as an analyst or a summer analyst, and it's important to actually gauge the environment. So at Morgan Stanley in Menlo Park, when I was an analyst, I was, you know, very much myself without gauging the environment, without any, you know, ever, you know, feeling the environment. And that wasn't a good thing. I wish if I, you know, could go back, I would have had a better career at Morgan Stanley as an analyst if I just paused and listened more and reflected on what people around me were thinking, what they were saying, and respected their opinions and their viewpoints. So I guess the first thing is, you know, yes, it's okay to be yourself at work, but initially, early on, when you're a younger employee, a junior employee, someone who is just starting at a company, listen first. Kind of take a little, you know, temperature test, a temperature gauge of like, what is the environment like? You know, how do people behave? What do they say? What do they not say? Now, you know, going from Morgan Stanley investment banking, a very like alpha culture, let's just say, you know, very aggressive, collegial, sports-like culture, to then joining Google a couple of years later, I also didn't change my, you know, the new culture that I was coming from into a, the new culture that I was going into, right? The culture that I was at Morgan Stanley, which is an elite top tier firm, as compared to another elite brand like Google, is very, very different. What I learned pretty quickly at Google was it's a super politically correct place, right? Everybody's super, you know, hashtag woke, right? Everybody listens to other people's opinions and respects them. And that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But point is, you know, you may not have the wrong intentions by saying something, right? You might just say it in passing. You might just, you know, swear, you know, casually because of something not working out. And you just don't notice it. You're not aware of it. And these kind of things can hurt a lot of junior employees, especially folks that are slowly building their careers because they're unaware. And that's kind of the worst part. And if you listen to my podcast, another earlier one that I mentioned where you should look and find mentors, finding people in these organizations and really gauging and seeing how do they behave? How do they write emails? How do they communicate with other people in the organization? What do they say? And especially what do they not say? Right? What do they avoid saying in public settings and in meetings and in documents, right? How convincing are they when they sell an idea, right? What is their, you know, what are their tactics and strategies? So really testing and phasing, you know, seeing the, you know, the way the demeanor is in that organization, in that culture is super important. And if I were you, I would highly recommend spending the first couple of months in full-on listening mode. Right? Just be in pure listening and absorbing mode, you know, sensing everything that's around you and seeing how things are done. Now, when I left Google and I went to Morgan Stanley the second time, I went to Hong Kong, and this time a totally different culture again. Very different from Google and also very different from another office at Morgan Stanley in San Francisco. So Morgan Stanley Hong Kong is, you know, less politically correct, but they work harder, but people dress up better, right? There's all of these different things. And you start seeing this and you start, you know, feeling it, and you then have to, you know, evolve and emulate a little bit of that. So, you know, the key lesson I want to say is that every firm and every group within that firm and every office within that firm is different. There's a different vibe. And the reason for that vibe is it's the different people that work there. It's the different clients that they interact with. It's a different velocity of work that's done. And you as an employee, one of the best ways for you to unleash yourself and be yourself is first learn what the environment's like, right? So first step in any company you join, I want you to be in full-on listen and absorption mode for the first couple of months. Take in as much as you can, notice people. And then once you notice it, only release things and showcase your personality, showcase your passions in the avenues where that firm kind of accepts it or allows it, where you don't feel like an outsider. Where you don't feel like an antibody or someone who is too different from us, right? Because one of the lessons I learned in a lot of these firms, these top tier firms, is, you know, they all, you know, showcase this mentality that, hey, come join us, you can be yourself here. But the truth is, and it's not a bad thing, but it's the reality of it is, you know, in these firms, the reality is not that you can be yourself. The reality is you can be yourself as long as you're like us, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to first figure out what us means. What does being like us means? And once you figure that piece out, only then showcase those parts of your personality that mimic that piece or fit well with that culture. And you do that. Now, if you find yourself in a situation where your personality is just too different from this culture and the way these people are, then look, that's a great signal for you to move on and find a new culture, right? No point being in a firm where you cannot be yourself in the long term, in the long run, and you know, 80-90% of you is a fake person, and the 10% that's real only comes out, you know, only now and then. So use this, you know, find opportunities where you can be yourself, listen a lot more, learn a lot more, absorb a lot more, then slowly release your passion, your personality, especially as a junior employee. It's going to, you know, get more people to like you. It's going to give you less negative and red flags. You know, you're not going to get into situations where people are going to be like, oh, this person doesn't understand the culture or is just too, you know, disconnected from the firm. And it's going to help you, and it's going to help you in your career. All right, team. So that's the episode for today. Like I said before, my teachable course is online now. If you're interested in breaking into investment banking, consulting, or accounting, check out surejohn.teachable.com. It's my life's best work. I've accumulated all of my knowledge into that one program, and you can learn it on your own. It's over 10 hours of video content, almost 140 episodes. And I go into detail about how to exactly break into these industries and get the job. So I hope you enjoyed that. If you want to get the link, you can just go to surejohn.teachable.com or just go to surejohn.com. Next up is a letter from one of my students. All right, team. So today's letter is actually from two students, and it's actually from a society. And it comes from London School of Economics. And I taught a workshop in London, and they sent me a letter. And the letter says, "Dear Surejohn, thank you so much for, thank you so much for hosting this event at London School of Economics and for this amazing endeavor. By far, this has got to be one of the most interesting and beneficial event thus far. We have no doubt that every participant who attended gleaned a new perspective into their area of interest and are more prepared for their career opportunities. We certainly welcome you back again next year and definitely hope to implement an even more outstanding event. Wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Regards, Alex and Asad." Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I had a great time in London. London was and is an important chapter in my life, and I hope to continue, visiting London and teaching some of the offline events and getting some more people to attend the workshops and the courses. It's a city that I've visited a few times, and every time I've visited, it's only for the workshops. And I've been there, I think, 4 times now or so. But hopefully trying to, come there for, maybe a vacation, just chilling and relaxing. But appreciate Asad and Alex for you guys hosting, me at London School of Economics. It's one of the, one of the dream schools of mine, which I got rejected from, I remember. It's always a blessing to be there and meet some new people. Thanks so much. I have your contact information here as well, and I'll shoot you guys a note. Take care.